Extract 3.
Thomas Edison, the doyen of inventors, said it first. No sooner does a fellow succeed in making a good thing than some other fellows pop up and tell you they did it years ago. His rueful observation reflects the fact that anyone who has a good idea will run into soon enough, that creativity is such a precious commodity that when even a tiny bit of it appears, people instantly want to lay claim to it. For most of recorded history, having a bright idea was no protection against being ripped off by the unscrupulous. It's not a whole lot better now, but there is something that, in theory at least, makes sure that the credit and the money for the invention go where they are due. Patents. The earliest known English patent was granted to John of Oudenham, a Flemish stained glass maker, in 1449. John received the same privilege as those granted an English patent do to this day, a 20-year monopoly to exploit the fruits of his ingenuity. In return, he was required to teach his process to native Englishmen. That, too, is still part of the philosophy behind the modern patent, that it doesn't just encourage innovation, but also the spread of that innovation. Inventors don't actually have to hold classes to teach everyone else how to make what they've invented, but they do have to disclose how to do it. And what trouble that has caused ever since. For by revealing exactly what you have done and how, you're putting your intellectual jewels right where other people can get them. Not only that, but by stating what is new about your invention, you are revealing your likely marketing strategy.
That's the end of part 1.